This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
All right, back again, and I've got my Hoodat shirt on today.
Hello.
Matt, I figured that you were going to be talking a little Saints training camp.
It's backwards.
It is backwards because Flirty Girl did it, and Hoodat is copyrighted.
Oh.
So this was her response to it being...
Lauren Tom is so awesome. You know Lauren?
Yes, she's like one of my best friends.
That's so true, like radio forever. It's like, it's so weird. You work in radio, Michelle, like you know people forever.
Yes.
I was at LSU with Lauren. Long story that nobody cares about.
Oh, yeah, that's good. It is a small world.
I'm going to get that shirt for Erica.
Yeah, it's a good shirt. And actually, on the cameras here, on the Facebook Live cameras, it's correct.
Backwards.
Yes, exactly.
Can I take a picture of that in Instagram?
Sure, okay, absolutely.
Erica, you're getting a new shirt, babe. Get fired up about
good
that.
Good stuff.
Hey, training camp today for the New Orleans Saints. Day one, no pads. But the best part, everybody was out there healthy except for two guys that had to sit, Brandon Coleman and Michael Ho'omanu'anu'i. I practiced that a whole bunch.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway,
for
the most part, everybody's healthy, which is great news. The front defensive line was all intact despite injuries last year to guys like Alex Okafor. The defensive front seven, the linebackers were all healthy. A.J. Klein and Alex Anzalone, who missed parts of last season due to injury. This team looks really good heading into camp, healthy, which is awesome to see. No real huge headlines coming out of day one. That'll start to happen as they get into padded practices and once they get toward the first preseason game. But the best news is that they're out there, they're healthy. Drew Brees gonna have a new helmet this year as well, the one he's worn his whole career. That model, they're phasing that out. It's not safe anymore. So Brees will have a new look this year. And also, the Saints will have a new sound, Michelle. Not sure if you've heard by now, but Zach Streif is the new radio voice of the New Orleans Saints.
I have heard.
It's a curious choice. I'm conflicted here, Michelle. On one hand, I'm very, very excited for Zach Streif. Like, I'm a guy that I don't root for people's failure. I love to see people succeed and reach their dreams, and I pull for people. So I don't like to see people fail. So I'm very, very happy for Zach Streif. I hope he crushes it. Great New Orleans Saint, seventh round pick, 12 years in the league. He defeated all odds. And by all accounts, he's worked really hard. He's done like 100 demo games that he's tried to call. On the other hand, though, I look at the NFL and play-by-play in the NFL as the holy grail of radio play-by-play.
Right.
And there's only 32 of those jobs. And in many instances, they might come open once every generation, right?
I mean,
Jim Henderson had the job for 30 years.
Yeah.
So I feel, though, for like guys who are lifelong broadcasters who would have loved and were certainly qualified. It's not that different from athletes, Michelle, where like if you're in the minor leagues and you ride buses and you pay your dues and you're in the minors and you work your way up, it's like that in media as well. So I feel for those guys that had lifelong ambitions maybe of getting that gig that it's not going to happen for them. But the flip side of it is congrats to Zach Streif, and here's hoping he nails it.
Absolutely. So we'll be hearing from him. Of course, preseason begins Thursday, August 9th at Jacksonville Jaguars. A regular season opening for the Saints Sunday, September 9th at home against Tampa Bay. And of course, you can catch it all right here on your home for the New Orleans Saints football. Matt's Moment every day around this time. And in case you missed it, you can catch up on my blog at eagle981.com under lineup. Click on Michelle Southern, a proud part of Southern Rock every day. Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station.